Hey guys.
Welcome back to episode 9, our last episode. Today we're going to be answering Q&As from our lovely, loyal friends, followers, and fans.
Yep. Okay, so since this is our last episode, we're going to kind of like summarize everything we've done and then talk about next year.
So first off, we want to thank you guys because, I don't know, we just kind of did this more for like, fun
and people actually listened,
which is great. And I feel like we improved a lot since the first episode. Like, if you were to listen to like the first to like this one, like
that was,
you know, you live and you learn. And we apologize we couldn't make more. Like, obviously there was conflict in schedules and stuff, but next year we're already making improvements.
And we're going to do the same thing, like, the time. We're going to, like, start it in, like, the fall, winter.
Yeah, so the reason for why we don't do it all year is, one, it's just, like, a lot of work. And, like, I don't think we could keep up with it, which wouldn't be fair to you guys. Mm-hmm. And
we also do it in between, like, the fall sports season and the spring sports season.
Yeah, we both have a sport in the fall, and then I have a sport in the spring. So, like, our time where we could really put in all our efforts is in the winter, so... Mm-hmm. Next year, it'll kind of look like the same, like, end of fall, all of winter, and then right before spring.
Yeah. Okay, so our first cute question from the Q&A was from Mia Goldberg. She goes, pet peeves or things that throw you off the edge?
Okay, so off the top of my head, the first thing that's, like, my pet peeve is when I have to repeat myself, like, a bunch of times. And I can't explain the anger. And it honestly, genuinely gets me really angry. Like, if I have to say, like, oh, my God, yeah, four times, I'm just like, never mind. Yeah.
And also,
like, like, it actually gets me.
This is kind of similar. But, like, if I'm, like, repeating something because someone doesn't understand it.
Like, just understand.
Just get it.
Like, if it's so hard. Also, I have, like, a weird way of texting. Or, like, sometimes, like, I already know that what I'm going to say, like, I use, like, minimal words. Like, what I'm going to say, the person's not going to get. So I'm already aware, but I still get, like, annoyed when they don't understand. Like, just understand. Like, I'll literally be, like, purple. And they'll be, like, wait, what? And I'm, like, oh, my God, how do you not know? And I'm talking about, like, the purple shirt that I wore, like, last week.
And I feel like most people hate this, but I can't stand any, like, really loud, like, noises. But not, like, just regular noises, like, breathing or chewing, but chewing is the worst one. If you chew loud, honestly, I have to, like, I'll breaking down.
For me, my worst one is breathing.
Heavy breathing?
Yes. Mm-mm. I was on FaceTime with someone yesterday, and they were, like, resting.
Wait, FaceTime, that's, like, rough. They can pass all the way through the screen.
No, I know. And they were, like, and okay. I actually, I was on my laptop, so I could mute it. Like, you know how, like, I don't know if you know what I mean. Like, on your phone, like, you can't always, you can't turn the volume all the way down on your FaceTime, but on your laptop, you can. I literally muted it, and I was like, I can't. I just can't. Like, it made me, like, it's the same kind of anger. It's, like, an odd, strong, like, anger towards something, but it's, like, not a big deal. Like, having to repeat myself so many times, like, them breathing so loudly is, like, makes me so angry. And it almost, like, feels unhealthy. Like, why am I this angry?
No. I, like, worry for myself. If I'm, like, in my house or I'm, like, one of my family members is, if I'm, like, in, like, my, like, living room, my, someone's in the kitchen, I can, like, and I hear them chewing, I, like, can't do it. Like, I have to go upstairs. Same. I'm like, are you kidding me? I march upstairs because I can't deal with it.
No, and another thing that I just thought about, the same type of anger, I'm just, like, getting in touch with all, like, my little anger is, like, when you have, like, you know, like, the clasp of, like, your necklace or bracelet and you can't get it.
Yeah.
And I'm, like, working on this 10 minutes. I'm, like, this is such a waste of my time.
Like, I like, my fingers so slipping.
It gets me so mad. The volume's gonna be weird, but it gets me so mad. Like, I can't even describe. But I feel like people know what I mean.
Yeah. So the next question came from Sydney Y. Handler. She asked, do you guys have Serenity songs? Mine is Alpha by Boy Story.
So, I mean, that's a really good question, and I'm really happy you asked.
Yeah, we actually just listened to that song. You guys should all give it a listen.
Yeah.
It's a really great
one. It's definitely interesting. I've never heard of it before, but I like, kind of love how, like, it's underground. Yeah. Like, she's not, like...
Yeah, so she's thank you, Sydney, for that. Thank
yeah, you. I love it. But, I mean, I don't really know. Off the top of my head, I'm trying to think. Like, I didn't even know what really what, like, a Serenity song was until, like, Anyone But You.
Well, for me, I like, never have a favorite song because I, like, change my listen to, like, every week.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know if I have one song. Like, it just depends on...
I'm really bipolar with music. Like sometimes I, like, love a song and then, like...
If I listen to a song too much, I have to, like, I feel like that's, like, a
universal thing. You know, no, actually, I do. I have a Serenity artist, which is the Lumineers, because...
Interesting.
I have a deep connection to them, actually. Interesting. Because at Really for Life, you were there, weren't you?
No.
Oh, shoot. At Really for Life, it was, like, 4 a.m., maybe 5 a.m., and... I played the Lumineers in our, like, tent.
Wait, do you guys stay up the whole night for that?
Yeah, you're supposed to. But I played the Lumineers, and it put everyone to sleep. The people that weren't even tired went to sleep. So then, last night, I couldn't go to sleep. I woke up at 5 a.m., could not go back to sleep.
You played the Lumineers.
Well, I went downstairs, got water, because I was really thirsty. And then I went back upstairs, and I was playing my rain songs. I listened to 10 hours of rain music. I'm on episode 71, by the way. And,
oh, my God.
And...
Wait, from your phone or from, like,
your... Yeah, from my phone. And I set, like, a sleep timer on Spotify. I don't know if you can do that. Like, it will stop playing eventually after, like, a certain amount of time. But anyways, it wasn't working. I couldn't go to sleep. I played the Lumineers out like a light. So.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
I recommend. So our next question is from @Charlie_Garrett_. And he said... What's your favorite beauty product? Mine is the Rare Beauty Blush and the shade Happy.
Okay, so off the top of my head, like, I could be forgetting something, but my favorites are my highlighter from Charlotte Tilbury, and I also love, like, my setting powder. It's from Refi.
Mm-hmm.
And I never, once I, like, introduced a setting powder,
mm-hmm. Oh, like, I introduced it this year.
It changes your
I'm
life.
I'm so bad. I used to be so bad with makeup. Like, I didn't even know.
No, see.
Like,
until, like, this summer.
At Abby McDevitt. So, yeah, she really saved my life with that. And so I would have to agree with the setting powder and the highlighter. But to add on, something I actually use every day without fail is Benetton.
I totally forgot.
Use Benetton every, like, my makeup routine for school is Aquaphor Benetton, and it, like, doesn't do anything, but, like, it does. I can't really explain it, but, like, I actually cannot live without it, or else I feel like dead, maybe, like, I don't know.
No, I, like, want to try it.
Like, I don't look like, I in the winter I look pale, but for some reason, like, when I put Benetton on, like, I don't feel as pale. Like, I obviously am. If not more. But, like, I don't know. I can't explain it.
Yeah, and, like, just my overall favorite, like, kind of thing is just, like, lip products. Like, gloss.
Aquaphor, like, Silver Fridays, etc.
No, if you have any class with me, like, I pull out my Aquaphor in every single class, probably.
I used to, but then I have Summer Fridays now, so, like, it's a little different.
So our next question came from Sophia Masikian, and she asked, what's your favorite sport? Mine is croquet.
So I really like that answer. I mean, I'm sure. Yeah. I've played before. I have actually a whole croquet set. No, I actually do.
Oh,
hi. Because we had, like, a quarantine phase where, like, my family would just buy every, like, sport. It was rough. But, yeah, no, I think it's a great game. I mean...
Respect, Sophia.
I really respect it. And I know that you're really good at it. Like, she practices. She has her own set. But it's, like, obviously way better than mine. Like, she's, like, the real deal set. And she's really good. I've watched her play by herself before. Like, I know you're supposed to play with other people. But, like, she's played by herself, like, in front of, like, her front lawn. And, like, it's inspiring. For me, my favorite sport. That's rough. Because I'm not really good at any sports. Like, I do them. Like, am I, like, D1... D3 even. No. But, you know, I like the team aspect.
Yeah.
I have a weird obsession with soccer, actually. I'm so bad at it. I'm actually really bad at it. But, like, it's like, kind of fun for me.
My favorite sport is pickleball.
Oh. Yeah. I like that sport, too.
Yeah.
We just learned it this year.
That's my favorite sport.
I kind of want to do a pickleball tournament. DM if you want to join.
Yeah, DM us. We'll definitely do that with you.
Because... I would even make shirts for it. I pay for those shirts. I buy people shirts because I feel passionate about it now. DM.
Yep. Okay, so the next question, actually two people asked it. So
which is crazy.
Yeah, crazy. Agent Kinkro and Mad Boy Sits both asked, kind of weird, but they both asked, what are you doing at 3 a.m.? I need to know.
So I'm happy you saved the best question for last because yeah. I don't know if it's the best. Like, I think it's a little like weird. I can't lie. But I mean, it's a different question. I've never heard anyone ask this before. So usually I'm probably sleeping, if I'm going to be honest.
Me too.
But on the days that I'm not, I don't know. I'm probably just like stalking people.
If I'm ever up at 3 a.m., it's probably, it's only when I like, have something to talk about.
Or I got in a loophole. Like, yeah, you know when you're, like, you know, like, to, like, a go loophole.
Down, you have to, like, know everything.
Or, like, you know when you're, like, on Instagram and you're stalking someone and then they, like, tag someone else and you're stalking them and they tag someone else.
Have to click back.
Yes. No, that's so real. So, like, I'm probably in a loophole. I'm probably in someone's, Visco from, like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, so after I get through all their Instagrams, like, the tag, I'm like, oh, let me look at their Visco. I've never looked at it before. The Visco, their friend's Visco, their dog's Visco. Like, I don't know what to say. But, yeah, probably stalking.
Either that or, like, there's something that, like, needs to be talked about.
Oh, yeah. Like, or I'm talking to someone, I'm like...
Or, like, someone that you can't hang up on. That makes sense.
Sometimes I hate that, though.
Well, I just
I'm really bad.
Not, like, can't hang up on, but, like... You don't want to hang up.
Yeah, no, I'm really bad at hanging up on people. It's, like, my...
That's why I don't like FaceTime. Because I don't know how to hang up. I mean, I can, but I don't like it.
Sometimes I'm comfortable, but if I'm not comfortable with hanging up on them, like... Like, it's so bad. Like, I just wasted, like, 3 hours because I don't know how to say. Like, there's other ways. Like, I could put my phone in airplane mode. I could say my phone died. For some reason, I just feel like it's wrong morally.
It's like they know.
No, but, yeah, I know. And they probably don't. I don't know. Maybe they do. But, like, I feel like, I don't know. I feel like if someone were to do that to me, I wouldn't realize. But if I were to do that to someone else, they would. Like, with my luck. So, yeah. I just don't. I tough it out, but, like, it's rough. But you're saying.
Okay, so that's the end of our last episode. We're gonna miss you guys.
Yeah, this was a wild ride.
Crazy ride. Wow, it's just a roller coaster.
Yeah, you know, so I'm so happy that we did this, you know. It's really, it's brought me.
We grew as people.
Yeah, so I feel like we should stop being serious. Okay, we're gonna be serious now. Yeah, this was fun, and we're sad to say goodbye, but we're happy.
We're excited for next year.
How do you say it? We're sad that it's over, but we're happy it happened.
Wow. That was really great.
And I hope you take that with you.
Yeah.
From this
episode. That's our last thing we're going to leave with you.
Okay, bye.
Bye.